The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 5th of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Privacy on the internet. I'm sure I've already got you going on to thinking, oh my gosh, what has Facebook done this time? Nope, it's not Facebook this time. It's something that you probably use every single day. Gmail. According to the Wall Street Journal, it seems that third-party developers, they might actually be reading your email. How do we know this? Well, a number of companies have actually admitted that their engineers have read thousands of email messages from your Gmail accounts. Now, this all comes once again from like third-party email clients and customer relationship management, that's CRM software. That actually requires access to your Gmail account. Now, yes, with the convenience of these things, of having these third-party apps, it makes our life a little bit easier. It also makes it easier for them to spy on our life, apparently. Now, yes, Google has commented on this regarding the allegations made by the Wall Street Journal. And I must say, what they came back with ain't making me feel too gooey inside. According to Google, they say they review non-Google applications to make sure they continue to meet our policies and suspend them when they are aware they do not. That's according to Suzanne Frey, the Director of Security, Trust, and Privacy over there at Google Cloud. Notice what she didn't say. She did not say that third-party developers are forbidden to read your emails. You notice that? That's what we call PR spin. Plus, you gotta remember, once API access is granted, it would be pretty damn difficult for Google to actually know what the hell is going on. Netflix, yes, your destination for entertainment these days, especially when it comes to streaming. Also, especially when it comes to 4K. Yes, indeed, as more and more titles become available in 4K, the more and more people are taking advantage of it. Which means Netflix is about ready to take advantage of you. Netflix has confirmed that they are testing a new pricing plan, yes, you heard me correctly, called their Ultra Tier. That includes the 4K and HDR formats for its video streams. This is currently just for customers in Europe, but it looks like they're also hinting at they're going to be doing it in the U.S. too. So how much of an increase are we talking for Ultra HD? Well, about €16.99 to about €19.99. Yeah, not exactly a little increase, is it? For those of you in dollar terms out there, that's about $4 more per month. Now, according to Netflix, these new prices actually could be justified because they offer premium exclusive content. So you're not just getting 4K, you're getting exclusive 4K. And we know how things are when things are exclusive. That means you have to pay more. Why? It reminds you of the cable companies, doesn't it? Oh, those folks over at Intel, boy, they sure are busy. It wasn't even a year ago they announced the 8th generation processors. Guess what? Here comes the 9th. Yep, some leaked documents on the interwebs show that the 9th generation Intel processors, they're already in the works. The document actually specifically details the following chips, the Intel i5-9400, the 9400T, 9500, 9600, 9600K, the i3-9000, and the i3-9100. Now, basically what we can see is the 9th generations look like a refreshed version of the existing Coffee Lake processors. And from what else we can see from the document, it looks like they're going to be making its way into the market in early 2019. Of course, we're not going to be able to know the performance of these things yet. Yep, we haven't got our hands on it. But more than likely, if it's the next generation, then it's probably got a little bit better speed. Finally, yes, it seems the stupidity at Sony continues. This time, it's involving YouTube and what's supposed to be a movie trailer. The supposed movie trailer was supposed to be Kahali the Killer, and it was supposed to encourage people like you and me to say, hey, that looks pretty good. Let's go check that out on Blu-ray, which it's supposed to be out on right now. But Sony decided to up one. Instead of putting out the trailer, hell, they put the whole movie up on YouTube. Yes, for a little while, you could catch all 1 hour and 30 minutes of that movie on YouTube. But you had to be kind of quick because they didn't take that down already. So what does this tell us? Well, the next time you see a Sony trailer, you may want to watch it a little bit longer. Hell, it could be the whole damn movie. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, yep, that's our website. Check it out right now for our podcast, blog, and review section all over there for you. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram, too, British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech, I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Of course, if you're not a part of it, we sure'd love to have you. So come on already and come over and join us, BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for your Friday edition. Yes, tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having yourself a wonderful Thursday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.